Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Today, get ready for a double dose of motivation because you are about to be double teamed by me and Cornell Thomas. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page. Because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, I would like to welcome Cornell Thomas. Cornell is a motivational speaker, he's an author, and he's also the founder of Crossroads Basketball, which is a training and travel team program. He's written two books, The Power of Positivity, Controlling Where the Ball Bounces, and The Power of Me, Army of One. So Cornell, I just want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Lynette.
Now, you know we start this show with a passage that is meaningful to the guest, and you are one of those people who has a few up his sleeve.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know, though, which one is your favorite?
That is a very, very tough question. One that I love is you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great because it inspires action.
It inspires action, and I'm all about that. So I love that so much. Can you tell everybody what your passion is?
Yeah, my passion is serving others. I was put on this earth to help others, uplift people, and inspire as many people as I can before I leave in a physical form.
Where did this begin for you?
Well, I think it began through basketball. I started playing basketball a really long time ago, my junior year in high school. I'm 40 now, but my junior year in high school, I picked up a basketball. It was really bad. And I had someone come into my life. His name was Ray. He was a mailman from the Rockaway area, and he took time out to show me how to shoot a basketball. He's the first person to actually show me how to shoot a basketball. And he did it for about 3 hours. And I only saw him about two or three more times after that. But he planted the seed in my head that I could get better. And I'll never forget that. And that changed the course of my life. So that's Ray, someone I think about often when it comes to my path.
So, okay. So how did you take that and move into a motivational speaker, an author? How did that happen?
I ended up going to college in North Dakota, got a full scholarship to play in North Dakota. I came back home. I was working out to play professional basketball because at that time, that was my dream and my passion. And 2 weeks before I was supposed to play professionally in Europe, I blew my Achilles tendon. I ruptured it. So I was stuck with why me versus what now. I was sitting in my room feeling sorry for myself. And I just asked myself, well, what am I going to do now? I got to pick myself up. So I started coaching basketball and and seeing what I can do for other people ended up leading me into the course that I'm in right now. So about 5 years ago, I started writing my own motivational quotes because I would look on Facebook and it read like an obituary. It was just so negative and people were so angry. And I said, you know what, I'm going to start putting my own motivational quotes on Facebook and hopefully people like them. And the quotes became blogs and the blogs became books. And then I just started going out and speaking all over.
First of all, I have to tell you that I've had 4 surgeries on my Achilles tendon.
Oh, Lynette.
So I understand how life-changing that is.
Yes.
And what I would like to tell my audience is how I came across Cornell is I saw something on Twitter. I don't know if you liked, if you favorited something that I posted on Twitter first and then, or that you favorited something else I saw. I don't know exactly what the first moment was, but I clicked on Cornell's Twitter feed and I saw all of these great positive statuses. So of course I'm curious. I went to his Facebook page. On his Facebook page, he took those awesome statuses and paired them with really great pictures. I love the pictures that you have posted there. Like, let's say, I don't remember the quote, but it was a sumo wrestler and then a smaller version little kid sumo wrestler, and they were head to head, and the status was just about, you know, about being the fighter or the tiger within if you don't know your size. Do you remember what that quote was?
Yeah, the quote, I think that might have been today's quote, Lynette.
I'm looking it up. Here it is. Confidence is clarity. Know you're great and you won't be convinced otherwise.
There you go.
I love it. And it's a huge sumo wrestler and a little version of him coming right at him. Now, something else I saw on your page that really just put me over the edge and said, we need to talk to this guy. Are your videos 60 seconds of sanity?
Yes.
Talk to us about those.
About, I would say, a year and a half ago, when my son Bryce is 2 years, right? 2 years old right now, about a year ago, when he was about a year old, I started doing these videos, these 60 seconds of sanity videos. And the first one I ever did was by myself. I just started thinking, why don't I just put Bryce in there? Because he's a lot better looking than me, and it'd be cool to have him there. So just the normal reactions of things that he would do when he was like a year old was just so hilarious. So people were getting a message and they were getting comedy because my son is just such a funny kid. So now I try to do them at least 3 or 4 times a week when I can get him in my lap to sit down for a minute or so.
Yeah, and what's really funny about it is, you know, when the kids don't perform the way you want them to, which is always the case with kids, right? They don't perform the way you want them to. And then you just pause, look at the camera, and then ask him something else instead or the same thing instead. Or, oh, you don't want to do that. And so your little pauses and your looks are really funny. And I'm not sure if you realize this, but as a mom, I feel that when you do your videos, you're actually being a really great role model to people about how to be gentle and patient with their kids. You're doing your thing. You're being funny. You're being motivational. But at the same time, you're a gentle dad who's doing for his kids. You're feeding them. You're hanging out with them. It's obvious you're patient with them and they crack you up.
Yeah.
That's great role modeling.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, Lynette, that you say that. I never looked at it in terms of that until you just kind of woke my, you know, opened my eyes up to it. So thank you so much. But I had a conversation with one of my friends who's also a father a while ago. And I said, you know what? I was like, it's crazy. You would think that fathers are becoming extinct if you watch the news every day. I said, but there's some great dads and some unbelievable. I mean, I was raised by an unbelievable woman by herself since the age of 4, you know, my mom. And I was like, there's some great parents out there. And I was like, I wish that they would just be highlighted more, where you saw the amazing fathers and the amazing moms that are out there in the world today.
You're doing that with what you're putting out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So coming up in about a month or so, once you get it all together, I just found out too in our pre-interview chat that you have your own podcast coming up. And the name of your podcast is going to be Population Unplugged. Tell everybody what that's going to be about.
Oh, well, first, thank you so much. I'm inspired by people like you that have unbelievable podcasts that are helping people all over the world. When this is going to be, I mean, as it's growing right now, I can only imagine your podcast in the next month or so. But the motivation for me was I want to inspire people through other people's stories. So I want people to say, like, look, this person has gone through all this adversity and now look where they're at. I feel that the blueprint for any dream that we want is already out there. It pretty much has already been done. So what's the difference between them and you? Really nothing. It's all mindset. So I want to help people kind of unplug themselves from what society tells them how to be or how to feel or what's possible or what's impossible, and just start thinking for themselves and start believing.
I think that you and I share a lot of the same philosophies, and it's really funny because we're two very different people.
Yeah.
But I think we share the same philosophy in that people learn by watching others. And through podcasting, it's similar to the internet where it's just not invasive. You know, people can sit back, listen at their own convenience, take what they want from a story and apply it to their life and whatever that means for them.
So true. So true. And that's the great thing about it. And when you do a podcast, you either tune in or you don't. You know, it's like you're not forcing anybody to sit there and listen to you. The people that listen to your podcast, Lynette, are attracted to it for a reason, you know. And a lot of times you might stumble across a great podcast, and it just, next thing you know, you have someone that's going to listen to you all the time. I really do believe when you give out value, like this podcast and some other podcasts that I've been on where you're helping other people, it's just going to grow and grow and grow because people are going to just end up finding you just like you found me or we found each other.
I hope so. You know, that's my goal. My goal is for people just to be able to listen to how other people have taken a passion and incorporated it into their lives and changed their daily life with it. You know, you want to wake up the next day. Why?
Yes.
Why do you want to wake up? So yes. Now you've had challenges along the way.
Yeah.
How has that impacted what you're doing now?
Well, it made me who I am. My father was a police officer in the city of Passaic, New Jersey. He passed away when I was 4.5 years old due to cancer. And that left my mom, you know, who I just talked about before, the amazing Tina Thomas, to raise 5 kids on her own with not a lot of money. So growing up without a lot in terms of financially, materialistically, it really taught me how to scrap and to see the solutions and not the problems and realize that everything happens for a reason. You know, my mom never gave up. She never quit on her kids. And her only goal in life, her only dream in life was to make sure that we were raised the right way. So that selflessness just became a part of who I am. Her work ethic became a part of who I am. And I believe if you have a really good work ethic in any aspect of your life, you can transfer that work ethic. So I took that work ethic I learned from my mom just by watching her, and I put it into basketball. And now I put it into what I do in terms of coaching people and speaking and writing.
Wow, that's really amazing. Number one, I'm also one of 5 kids, just so you know.
I'm telling you, we are connected.
What number are you?
I am the youngest boy, so I'm 4.
I'm 4.
Stop it.
I am.
Are you kidding me?
No, I have 2 older brothers, an older sister, and then a younger sister. I am number 4.
We are connected.
We are connected. And something else that you just did that is really admirable, or again, being a very good role model, is just the way that you talk about your mom and the way you respect women.
Yes.
So, you know, you're just 2 more points for you is what I'm saying.
Thank you. She is the most, when I go out and speak, I talk about her a lot, and I love sharing her story because she won't do it, you know, and I say that she is the strongest person that I've ever met in my life, not man or woman, but person. And to see her come home and just have faith that the situation would change and have faith that we were going to be raised right and have faith that things would work out, that really, I mean, and that's with her, without her really saying too much to me in terms of, Cornell, you got to do this, you got to do that. I mean, I had a pretty long leash. I mean, she trusted me to do the right thing. And she just, I always tell people, I'm like, she's the most influential person in my life. Some people worship, you know, actors and actresses and all that stuff. I was like, my idol is my mom. So I was just super blessed to have her.
That's really awesome. So tell me, I know you touched on what you've learned about yourself, that you're focused on solutions and not problems. If I was to just ask you what you have learned about yourself through this entire journey, what would you say?
Oh, man. I would say I'm pretty good at change. I'm pretty good at going with the flow. So like when I got injured and I had to switch that playing career to a coaching career, which ended up going into, you know, speaking, I stopped fighting it. I think when change comes, we're so apt to fight it and say, no, this can't happen. But sometimes that change is necessary. My oldest brother said something that was just, it was like a haymaker. It just woke me up. He said, Cornell, you got to understand something. Basketball was just a medium. You weren't meant to play professional basketball. You were meant to do what you're doing right now. And that just kind of, it just woke me up. I was like, wow. I said, okay, all right, I get it. So I think just, you know, dealing with change and fighting, I think I'm a fighter.
I think so too. And, you know, I constantly talk about life being a process and how everything we experience leads us to where we're supposed to be.
Yes.
So if all of those things in your life did not happen, you wouldn't be able to connect with people on the same level that you're able to do that.
Very so true. I mean, when I go and speak at schools, kids ask me, don't you have regrets? I was like, guys, if I had regrets, I wouldn't be here right now talking in front of you. So if I you change one thing of my past, I wouldn't be here. So I wouldn't get a chance to connect with you. I could have played professional basketball and connected and impacted maybe 12 people, or I can impact billions of people. I'd rather go with the billions.
Well, and I mean, I wonder, the books you wrote. I just wonder if you would have even
No.
written, ri I wonder if you would have written books. Not that you wouldn't have written any books, but I wonder if you would have written books about positivity and about the topics you wrote about.
Yeah, it'd be about that. I mean, the quotes, all that stuff, Lynette, if I didn't get injured, none of that would happen. It just, my mindset was just tunnel vision focused on basketball. I mean, now when I retired, who knows which way it would have went, but I'll be honest with you, it would have been tunnel vision focused just on basketball and training and that stuff.
Yeah, because you would have to. I mean, I bet Cornell that after retirement, you would have probably moved into this similar realm, but you're going to reach a lot more people because you started earlier.
And it's funny, people, I talk to people all the time about, passion and purpose. And I'm like, when you know what you're put on this earth to do, you don't need an alarm clock. You just wake up. Like, I haven't used an alarm clock, Lynette, in years. I just get up, and I don't care what time of day it, like, I just get up because I'm so excited for the next day. And you touched on it before about being excited for the next day. I can't wait to wake up the next day because I know that I'm going to help someone. And I know I'm going to be with my kids. I know I'm going to be able to impact someone. So whenever your eyes open, it's an opportunity to make yesterday's disappear and get yourself better today.
Yeah, I've been feeling the same way with this new business, and I have to tell you, if I was to be completely honest, my big challenge is I need to take a shower and get dressed before I come downstairs and start working because I'm so excited to get doing what I'm doing and I'm really into what I'm doing that it's like I don't want to take my vitamins, I don't want to take a shower and get dressed. I just want to like keep working on what I'm working on. I have to get a better routine. It's hysterical.
Yeah, but that's why you're going to be, that's why it's successful now, and that's why it's going to be, through the roof successful soon, because there's a passion, and just talking to you, there's a passion in your voice when you talk about this podcast and what you're doing right now. So I think we are all on a hunt, well, not all of us, but we should all be on a hunt to find our purpose and what we're meant to do on this earth, because it's more than just waking up, going to work, going home, going to sleep, and pressing repeat.
I agree. I think that part of the way we need to do that is by simply being still and letting it emerge on its own. Okay, so in my show notes, I am going to include links to your books. Is there another book that you could recommend to listeners?
Yes, I mean, I'm a very big book connoisseur. I love to read. One of the books that I found really cool, and it's a short book. It's How to Be Interesting by Jessica Hagee, Hagy. And I actually reached out to her on Twitter and just told her that I was really fond of the book. I mean, she does these almost like these math charts they look like. And she has like cool sayings. Like, I have the book in my hand right now. Like, one part is capitalize on your quirks. And it says doing your own thing, doing what it's expected of you. And she has a graph. And it's like, what makes you interesting makes you valuable. Only you can express what you know. Do what you do and know what you know. And I think that she has little stuff like that all throughout the book. And I just thought it was a really cool book. I picked it up at the airport and I just reference it all the time.
I really want to check that out. Sounds very interesting. Okay, so here is the lightning round. We have three quick questions, but they are the most important questions for my podcast because I believe in order to act, you need to envision it for yourself first. You need to explore your options, and then you need to execute a plan. So if somebody wanted to envision doing what you're doing, and we could even say what you're doing is just taking this passion to touch people and put it in their lives, how would they envision that for themselves?
Well, first you have to find out how you're going to do it. Is it going to be through books? Is it going to be through speeches? Is it going to be through both? What is it going to look like? I think when you visualize, you have to see it in front of you. I give speeches in the shower, in my car. I mean, I always see the next step. right? So first, it's the vision part is just seeing what it's going to look like. How are you going to reach people? What is your story going to be about? What is your demographic, et cetera?
Okay, good advice. And to explore this,
To explore it, one of the great ways to do it is go out and speak and do it pro bono. Their schools are always looking for speakers. Do some research. If your demographic is schools, go out and speak to schools. If your demographics are sports teams, contact your local sports team. Say, hey, can I talk to your team for a little bit? I'm a speaker, et cetera, and then go out and watch other speakers, not to get their style, but just kind of see their mannerisms and things that you might like or things you don't like.
so I think explore would be to look at the options of the places and reach out to them. And it sounds like you went into execute where it says go out and do it. Go
Yeah,
out
you
and.
have to do it. Yeah, that's your action step. If you want to become a better speaker, make sure that you're rehearsing it on your own. Like I said, I'll be doing speeches in the most random places. I'll be driving and something will a thought will come to my mind and I'll just start saying it. And I think that's the execution, because if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And the more you rehearse it, the more prepared you'll be.
You are a walking euphemism. If you, what do you, I can't remember what you just said. Can you, we have it on, we do have it on tape though.
Yeah, I said stay ready and you don't have to get ready.
Yeah, that's perfect. I believe in that.
Yeah.
What kind of closing advice can you give my listeners?
My closing advice is this, and me and you talked about greatness before. Every single one of us, we have the potential to be great, all of us. But there's three things that you have to do, and Lynette just touched on them. The first one is see it. You have to see it. You got to see that you can be great. You got to believe. You have to see that yourself down the road, right? The second thing you have to do is you have to believe it. You got to believe that whatever you want to do in life can happen if you put the work behind your actions. And the third thing is you have to work your butt off to achieve it. It's not going to be easy. There's never traffic on the road less traveled. Never. Because there's bumps and there's hills and it's just hard work. So take the road less traveled towards your dreams and not the 405, which is the road that everybody's taken, and Route 80, the road that everybody's taken.
I love that. I love it so much. What is your contact information? How can people get in touch with you? Now, you will be on Motivate Me Ultimate Support System in our private group,
Awesome.
but how else can people reach out?
Well, the easiest way to reach out to me, you can follow me on Twitter at Cornell Thomas or Instagram at Cornell Thomas 34. But the easiest way to reach out to me, because I do one-on-one coaching and consulting and all that stuff, is you can email me at positivity365 at yahoo.com.
That has to be one of the best email addresses. Positivity365. That's right.
yahoo.com.
Okay, so at the end of the show, I
Sure.
give listeners a go do, something for them to go do and come talk to us about in the support system. So, what would you like them to go do?
This is what I want Lynette's many followers to go do. I want you to go to a random Starbucks or coffee place or anything. And when you go to pay for your coffee or pay for whatever you're doing, give the register person the extra $10 to pay for the next couple people behind you. Just do a random act of kindness. You don't have to tell the people behind you you're doing it. Just do it and walk out.
Love it. I'm going to do that. I promise I will do that today. If not Starbucks, maybe Wawa.
Yes, either or. When you do that, it's so funny because the register person is going to be like, "What?" It's going to confuse them. So not only are you opening their mind up, the person that gets that free coffee for the day is going to feel great. And they might need it. They might be having a horrible day.
You can really change somebody's entire life with one kind act.
Yes, you can.
Cornell, so nice meeting you today.
Oh, Ditto, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be on your show.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. And listeners, remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.